year is now ended and the results are beginning to come in.
I believe that with that presentation and those made in the United Arab Emirates, and with careful nurturing of the relationship, there will be tangible benefits for the Bahamas. We have agreed that we would try and settle between these countries an Investment Protection Act, an Air Services Agreement, a Visa Waiver Agreement, a General Cooperation Agreement, and a Double Taxation Agreement. There's a lot of work to be done if this is to be settled before the General Assembly at the United Nations in September. Our presence in consular or diplomatic form may be necessary to support what we plan to do. When this began, the point was made, and I make the point again here. Countries in the Middle East are surplus capital countries, as is China. The Bahamas and CARICOM have a capital deficit. We can make this deficit up to aid our development, either by soliciting donations or by seeking to attract investment. The Bahamas has chosen the latter. We have forged new relationships with two countries that will assist significantly in the development of business and investment in this country.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.